Exclusive. Former HHS official, U.S. Foreign Aid is promoting abortion, destruction of the family. By Robert Krajicek on October 30, 2021. Valerie Huber, former U.S. Special Representative for Global Women's Health, said on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow that U.S. Foreign Aid is funding an ideological campaign abroad promoting abortion and destruction of the family. In October 2020, the Trump administration led a 32-nation signing ceremony. The Geneva Consensus Declaration, of a declaration affirming there is no international right to abortion. Huber said the Obama administration tied foreign aid to ideological conformity with its support for abortion as a right. She recalled her tenure as an international liaison for the Trump administration. I was tasked as an all-of-government official to be able to promote life and family in our international negotiations. And since HHS was in charge of all global health diplomacy, it made sense for me to fit in HHS for this role. What I learned very quickly was that pro-life and pro-family countries around the world, large and small, were being intimidated and even threatened with withholding foreign assistance if they didn't either stay quiet about the national priorities they had in the protection of life and family or change their policies and laws as a result. President Barack Obama was using foreign aid as leverage to pressure beneficiary countries to promote abortion, Huber noted. She stated, "Our own government was complicit with this under President Obama. And I fear that the same is true under President Biden, where it appeared that U.S. diplomacy with countries abroad was really only focused on their social issues regarding the family and abortion. That was the picture that was painted of America. It was really a tragic and upsetting thing." Anglosphere countries, the European Union, EU, and multi-state institutions like the United Nations, UN, and World Health Organization, WHO, globally promote abortion, Huber observed. Aid-providing countries in the global north, like countries that are part of the European Union, Canada, the US, particularly right now, they're pretty aligned in promoting abortion, and kind of the destruction of the family, she remarked. They're not afraid to tie it to foreign assistance. UN agencies and the World Health Organization are very ideological on this, and they are using funds that are given by countries, including the US, to promote this agenda. Huber noted that leftist organizations agitate to promote abortion as a human right while being funded by the aforementioned states and institutions. She said, "There are advocacy organizations that are getting funded through the UN, through the US, through the EU, who are going in countries, stirring up issues, making it seem like bringing abortion to the country is a human right, and needs to be expanded. These organizations are just stirring the pot and making it seem like there's a lot more controversy in the country than there truly is over this issue." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.